May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts have be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Whether between parents and children, spouses, teachers and students, employers and employees, pastors and people, or government and people in a country, state, or city, we all arguably have our own issues with authority. We might even ask by what authority people are doing things and who gave them that authority, as the Jewish leaders asked Jesus in today's gospel reading. And as we heard Jesus' question in reply to the Jewish leaders, that question also centered on the matter of authority. And ultimately, his further teaching in the so-called parable of the two sons centered on people's response to authority. Considering primarily today's gospel reading, this morning we direct our thoughts to the theme, God the Father gives his authority in order for us to believe. For today's gospel reading, our series of readings has again skipped forward in St. Matthew's divinely inspired gospel account. Important for our understanding is that this interaction between the Jewish leaders and Jesus that we heard about today comes the day after Jesus, on Palm Sunday, entered Jerusalem to the praise of the people, drove out of the temple all who bought and sold, and healed the blind and lame who came to him in the temple to the indignation of the Jewish leaders. And the interaction that we heard about today is the first of several such interactions with different groups of Jewish and other leaders that continue to the end of the next chapter, which interactions we'll hear more about in the gospel readings for the next four Sundays. In today's gospel reading, Jesus is answering the Jewish leaders' question with a counter question. Might sound to us as if Jesus is being evasive, although answering a question with a counter question was a common form of debate at the time. If anything, the Jewish leaders not really answering Jesus' question about John the Baptizer is evasive, although with their answer to Jesus' question about the two sons, they did not successfully evade his indictment of their unbelief. And it is the disobedience of unbelief that arguably is the real issue. The Jewish leaders recognized that children should do the will of their father, but they failed to recognize that God, their father, had given John the Baptizer and Jesus his authority, in order not only for the Jewish leaders, but also for the tax collectors and the prostitutes, and even for us today, to believe. The Jewish leaders arguably would not acknowledge John's and Jesus' authority because the Jewish leaders did not want to confess that they were sinners. Of those who did confess that they were sinners, the tax collectors and prostitutes were regarded as among the worst sinners of Jesus' day. Whom would we regard as the worst sinners of our day? Members of the political party opposed to us? Drug dealers? Child molesters? Or other sexual deviants? God knows them, and God knows us. God knows that by nature, we all are equally sinful and unclean, and that we all have sinned against him and our neighbors by thought, word, and deed, both things that we have done and things that we have left undone. Because of our sinful nature and all our actual sin, we deserve both death here and now and torment in hell for eternity. But as we heard in today's Old Testament reading, God has no pleasure in the death of anyone. So through those like Ezekiel, to whom God gives his authority, God calls us to turn from our sin and live. When called and so enabled by God, we turn in sorrow from our sin and trust God to forgive our sin, then we are all equally forgiven. God forgives us our sinful nature and all our actual sin, including our previously failing to acknowledge God's authority and to confess that we are sinners. God forgives us for Jesus' sake. John the Baptizer called for people to turn in sorrow from their sin, and John identified Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Likewise, Jesus called for people to turn in sorrow from their sins, and Jesus said that he came not to serve, but to be served by giving his life. I'm sorry, I said that exactly opposite, didn't I? That Jesus said he came not to be served, but to serve by giving his life as a ransom for all. Jesus is God in human flesh, to which human flesh was given all authority in heaven and on earth. Jesus perfectly did the will of his Father, keeping all of his commandments and paying the price for our failing to keep all of the Father's commandments. Jesus willingly submitted to the authority both of the Jewish leaders who sentenced him to death and of the Roman leaders who crucified him. As we heard in today's epistle reading, Jesus was obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. But his death on a cross was for us and for our salvation. Jesus died in our place and then rose from the dead, so that when we believe that he died for us, then we are forgiven. In order for us to have such faith, God instituted the office of the Holy Ministry, which preaches the gospel and administers the sacraments. Through these means, God gives his Holy Spirit, who creates faith when and where he pleases in those who hear the gospel. God the Father gives his authority in order for us to believe. Holy baptism, holy absolution, and the Holy Supper of Christ's body and blood create and sustain faith, as well as serve as signs by which people are outwardly identified as Christians. Today's gospel reading may make us think especially of holy baptism, part of the way of righteousness in which John the Baptizer came. But the Jewish leaders didn't believe him, even after they saw others believed him. The Jewish leaders, the divinely inspired St. Luke's gospel account says, rejected the purpose of God for themselves, not having been baptized by John. As the Jewish leaders asked Jesus about his authority in today's gospel reading, so earlier they had asked John the Baptizer about his authority. And later, the Jewish leaders asked Jesus' apostles about their authority. Their authority is all of the same character, and their authority was all given by God the Father in order for us to believe. And as our believing leads us to be forgiven, so our being forgiven leads to our good works. In the parable of today's gospel reading, the father had two sons, the first of whom rudely said that he was not willing to do what his father asked, but then changed his mind and did go. The second of whom politely said that he would do what his father asked, but then did not. We might think of other possibilities, such as saying that we are willing and actually going, or saying that we are not willing and not going. And those possibilities are not even to mention what is being thought. Neither of the two sons in the parable thought, said, and did what they were told. And when it comes to God's commandments, neither do we think, say, or do what we are told. However, Jesus' question to the Jewish leaders asked which one of the two sons did the will of their father. And Jesus' application of the parable in the context of today's gospel reading is not on our keeping God's commandments, but on our believing so that we receive God's forgiveness for our failure to think, say, and do God's commandments. God the Father gives his authority in order for us to believe. Our rightly regarding our Lord and his minister's authority ideally leads to a right ordering of authority between parents and children, spouses, teachers and students, employers and employees, pastors and people, and government and people in a country, state, or city. But we live in God's forgiveness for when it does not. And so we praise the Lord, for as we sang in the intro, he is great and abundant in power, and we might add, abundant in authority for us. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.